Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news of the gospel. And through that fact, through that truth, we are made alive together with him. And when that happens, we become believers. We become Christians. Well, as Christians, there are some things that we need to know, some truths that we need to abide by, to live in, to walk in. We're talking about those truths this month. There's eight of them that we consider to be the basic, most fundamental truths that every Christian needs to know. We have a CD on these eight truths, right. The Power of Eight. It's Jesus Christ, the deity of Christ, the authority of the Word, the New Covenant, and we're going to talk about the New Covenant some this week. There's the finished work of Christ on the cross. There's the reality of the resurrection, what that resurrection means to us here and now. There's law versus grace, the topic or issue of how we live as believers. There's a new identity. We've been called children of God. That's who we are. And then the eighth one, is faith, hope, and love, the three distinguishing marks of every believer. So this week we're going to take a short peek into the new covenant. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start in the book of Luke. This is at the end of Jesus' life, right before the crucifixion was about to occur. He gathered his disciples for the Last Supper, and they had this Passover feast. And there in the middle of it, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So Christ was giving his body for them and for us. And then in the same way, this is Luke 22:20, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." That was quite the announcement at that particular supper. Why? Because all through the Old Testament, that old covenant, we see promises about a new covenant. Jeremiah talks about a new covenant. Ezekiel talks about a new covenant. Well, Jesus was announcing that time had come. He was going to be the fulfillment, and he was going to usher in this new covenant through his shed blood on the cross. That's good news.
Yes.
Now, what's sad and somewhat disturbing is that this is a truth that we miss most often as believers. We don't understand which covenant governs our relationship with God.
Yeah.
There's the Old Covenant, and that was a covenant between God and the nation of Israel. Moses mediated that along with angels, and it was more of a contract. It was an if-then covenant. If you obey my statutes and my commandments, then I will be your God and you will be my people. Well, they didn't fulfill their end of the bargain, the Israelites, and God had something else in mind, and it was a new covenant. Well, Jesus ushered in that new covenant. He ratified it with his blood, and that's the covenant that we live in today. That's the covenant that governs our relationship with God. So which covenant do you live in as a believer in Christ? You're a new covenant guy.
Yeah.
And in this new covenant, everything is better. I love the book of Hebrews. It's seldom taught, it's seldom read, but it's one of the most powerful, most rich books in the New Testament, and it uses the word better time and time again. And what it's telling us is that everything that we have in this new covenant is better than anything else out there,
yes.
Even the old covenant. Everything's better in the new.
Absolutely. That's good stuff, Bob. Thank you. And friends, this is, of course, Basic Gospel. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a question about this or some other issue or some other question you'd like to pose, why, give us a call. That number, 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. We await your calls. In the meantime, Bob, a question from Jose, who writes to us and listens online. He says, how do you live trusting God rather than trying to please him? He says, when I have feelings of sadness and grief, does God feel how I feel? Also, I write to God when I pray. Does that count? So interesting questions from Jose.
Well, the idea that he writes to God, he puts his thoughts and emotions down on paper, I think that's a very positive thing. So,
yeah.
Jose, keep doing that. I think that's fantastic. But the idea of trusting God is not something that we do just in a vacuum. Our trust of God is a response to his love for us. That's how it works. God initiates, we respond. So whenever we understand the love of God and we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, that love is high and long and deep and wide, more so than we could ever dream or imagine, when we realize the enormity of God's love, then we can find ourselves trusting him.
Yeah.
You know, trust is tied to love in all things. We've had questions about marriage. So a husband or a wife has cheated on their mate. So forgiveness is extended, but at that point it becomes difficult to trust because you're not sure if that person really loves you. They've already rejected you in the sense that they've committed adultery, and now you just have to wait and see if that love that they once had for you can come back. And that's when trust of that person can start coming back. But with God, his love is always constant. It's always there. He's always pouring it out on us. And so as we rest in that love, then we can trust him in day-to-day life. That's just how it works. So Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. If we're having trust issues, take a fresh look at Jesus.
Absolutely. Jose, I hope you're listening and hope this has been a help to you. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is drop it to bob@basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks. Let's go to Charmaine in New York. Hi, Charmaine.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
I was calling because I had a question about the receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. I grew up in an apostolic Pentecostal environment, so that was the way that we knew that we received the gift of the Holy Ghost, by tarrying and, you know, speaking in tongues. And that, to me, seems right because that's what I read in, you know, the book of Acts, when they received the gift of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. But then later on, you know, as you mature and you read, and then you see that, you know, later on there's a representation of many different gifts and, you know, representations of the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I don't necessarily think it's the wrong thing to say, but how do, you know, what's the difference? How do we look at that? How do we say, well, it says it in the Bible that this is the way it happened, but later on it's saying that it can happen many different ways. How do we decipher that if someone actually has the gift of the Holy Spirit?
Well, Charmaine, the gift of the Holy Spirit is given at new birth. So it happens the moment we receive Christ Jesus. So this gospel message comes to us. We hear the message concerning Christ, his death, what that means for us, the fact that he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Then we hear about the fact that he was buried, and then the third day he was raised back to life, and that he ascended into heaven. That's the message concerning Christ. That's the good news. And that good news does something for us. It regenerates us. It gives us new birth. And at that moment of new birth, the Holy Spirit comes and takes up residence in us. So if you're a believer, you have the Spirit of God living in you. You can't be a Christian if you don't have the Spirit of God living in you. Paul said in Galatians 3, he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. When do we receive the promise of the Spirit? The moment we're born again, the moment we are made new. Now, Charmaine, it's interesting as you look through the book of Acts, we see the Holy Spirit being poured out on people on three separate occasions. We see it in chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit was poured out on Jews. So it was the day of Pentecost. They had gathered there in Jerusalem, and some strange things started to happen. Tongues of fire above the heads of the apostles. They spoke the word of God. They spoke the gospel of Jesus Christ, and those that were there heard that in their own native tongue, and everybody was asking, what is this strange thing happening? And Peter stood up and explained, it is the giving of the Holy Spirit. He quoted a prophecy from the Old Testament and said, today this is being fulfilled. Well, the Holy Spirit was given to the Jew that day. Well, what does that mean? It meant that God was taking up residence in the hearts of his people. He had built a new temple.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a temple made by hands. It wasn't a temple of brick and mortar. It was a temple made up of living stones, stones that were once dead that were now alive in Christ, that were being placed in this temple, and the Spirit was coming to take up residence there. So in each of us, the Spirit has come to live. And then in Acts chapter 8, we see that gift being poured out on the Samaritans. Jews never thought the Samaritans would receive the gift of the Spirit.
Right.
And when Peter, James, and John went, they recognized that the gospel had come, that there was belief, and they saw the Spirit being poured out on the Samaritans. And then in Acts 10, we see it for the Gentiles.
Right.
So we see the Spirit of God being poured out on Jew, Samaritan, and Gentile. That covers all the people groups.
Yes, it does.
Back then. So what do we learn from that? That God's salvation is for whosoever will call upon the name of Jesus. It's not just a Jewish salvation. It's not just a Samaritan salvation. Or it's not just a Gentile salvation. God sent Jesus because he loved the whole world. And so he's calling people from Jew, from Samaritan, from Gentile to receive this good news. And when they receive it, they receive the gift of God's Spirit.
Absolutely. Charmaine, hope that helps. And we have plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock, friends. 844-322-2742. Friends, you can stay in touch with Basic Gospel by downloading our app. It's available now in the App Store. It offers multiple options, and of course, it works on iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and the Android devices. Hope you'll download it. I had a nice note from Margaret. She says, just wanted to let you know I love this app. I listen every day and can do so anytime over and over again. This is awesome, she says. I'm a very busy woman and always missing the live program, but now I hear it whenever I have time. Thank you, Jesus, for this app, and thank you, Basic Gospel. Well, again, that's the Basic Gospel app available now in the App Store.
Well, I hope many people will download that. We have some other events that are happening here in the recent, in
the near future.
In the near future. That's what I was trying to say, the near future.
Yeah.
That's it. You nailed it. You nailed it. So in the near future, the first one is October 4th. At the Park Meadow Church in Waxahachie, Texas. That's a Sunday.
Yep.
Service will begin at 10. Our Basic Gospel team will be there. We invite all of our listeners in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Waco, Austin, come and be a part of that October 4th. Then October 24th at the King's College in New York City, we're taking a stop on the Simply Grace Tour. That's a Saturday morning, and we encourage our listeners in New York to join us for that. We're going to be talking about the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and what it means to really walk by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That's how the Christian life is really supposed to work. That's the question we're going to answer.
Yeah.
And then another stop on the Simply Grace Tour, November 7th at the Grace Community Church in Bristow, Virginia. We hope you will go to our events tab at basicgospel.net and sign up and be a part of these really life-changing events.
Absolutely, yeah. We look forward to meeting many, many of our new listeners, new friends, and seeing some old ones in the meantime.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Let's go to the Bronx and talk with Franklin listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Franklin.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. How about you?
Good. Yeah, my question is, I was reading Luke chapter 3 where he gives the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And I remember that in Matthew, he also gives the genealogy for Jesus in chapter 1. But it's kind of different. I just wanted to know why is it different?
Well, I think one is traced through Mary, one is traced through Joseph, but you'll see some common things in both. Both go back to David, both go back to Abraham, one goes all the way back to Adam, and I think that's the one in Luke. I think Matthew was trying to show his readership that Jesus is the rightful heir to the throne of David. That's what he was showing. And then Luke shows that Jesus really has become the second Adam. I think in being a life-giving Spirit. So there's some differences, there's some agreement, some absolute agreement between the two, but I think they're just showing the difference between going through Mary and going through Joseph. Does that make sense to you?
Joseph. Yeah, it makes sense. It just says Joseph on both, but I figured that might be the difference.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's, you know, it's interesting, genealogies, were very important back in that day. They were very important to the nation of Israel. It was very important as far as the Levitical priesthood was concerned. Only somebody from the bloodline of Aaron, for example, could serve as a high priest. There were others out of the Levitical line that served in different ways. But only someone out of the bloodline of Aaron. Also talk about the fact that Jesus was out of the bloodline of Judah, and that was where the promise went through from Abraham, Isaac, from Jacob to Judah. And so that's important. So all of these things are important as far as seeing how this gospel message unfolded through history and found its fulfillment in Christ Jesus.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, Franklin. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. You know, friends, every day on this Basic Gospel program, we accept calls and share emailed questions from listeners across the U.S. and Canada. Those calls present different issues for discussion, family relationships, work-related issues, the stress and frustration of trying to live up to God's expectations, or as Bob Christopher says, trying to be God's guy and failing time after time. You know, sometimes at the end of those calls, we're privileged to pray with those who have discovered in the course of the conversation the age-old truth that we can't, but God did, in the person of Jesus Christ, and to hear that person express their newfound faith in Jesus and receive his life. That's what you support, friends, when you give through this ministry of Basic Gospel, and we thank those of you who give consistently to see and hear this message taking root in the lives of others. It's why it's so vitally important that this program remain on the air live at the time of need when people call. So thanks to each of you who partner with us to keep the good news coming. And for your gift of any amount this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's series, The Power of Eight, Transforming Truths Every Believer Should Know. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. Either way, a good way to support the ministry.
Yes, indeed. And we're entering in the last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
That's just around the corner. And last year for us, that meant 40% of our annual revenue. So we're expecting and hoping and praying that our listeners will be very generous this time of the year. It will help us close the books on this year, but really it will help move us forward into 2016. Yeah. So be generous with your gifts. We would love to hear from you today. Just go to basicgospel.net. You can give online or you can call and give a gift today as well, 844-412-2742. Well, let's go to O'Fallon and talk to our good friend Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hi, Bob and Bob. I think I need to come at you a little bit different than what I talked to Michelle about. I'm so grateful that you mentioned the prophecies in Ezekiel 18 and 36 that God would give us new hearts and new spirits. And I've been running into an awful lot of people that I look at things, many, many people are either Calvinist or Arminian in their whatever they call it, theology. Of course, thank God we're not either. But I run into this all the time. Number one, most of the people that I deal with and talk to don't understand that we're given new hearts and, of course, the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, most of these folks believe that we still have two natures. And I try to tell them that, no, we have one spirit, we've got one heart, we've got one life. And I'm not sure how people come up with this, that they still have this sin spirit, sin nature in them when the old man and the sin nature was crucified. Can you comment on that? Because it's very important that people really understand this new identity and this new creation that God has made us.
Well, Brad, very good comments and good questions. You know, we try to explain, and I think that's where sometimes bad theology creeps in. We try to explain our human experience, and even after we come to Christ, we still struggle with sin. And so to explain that, a lot of people have gone the two natures route. We have a sin nature, and now we have God's nature, and those two fight each other. But the fact of the matter is we've been saved, and we have a heart that trusts God. And now as we learn to trust him, we're going to see our minds renewed, and we're going to see our actions renewed. But we still live in a body where sin exists. And that's where the struggle. So it's our new identity against the flesh. The flesh comes against our new identity. Our flesh isn't us. It's just something kind of hanging on. And sometimes it can tug at our hearts. Sometimes it can tug at our minds. Sometimes that tug can be strong that we give into it. But we give into it as a child of God. With a heart that wants to believe. So that's the deal there, Brad. And that's
about that that struggle, and it talks about a choice that we have. Paul talks about the sin in our members or the sin in our flesh. And many, many people don't understand that God's heart will never do anything evil or bad. God's heart will always speak goodness and love and all this. But that flesh, if we choose to go that unrighteous route, can get a hold of the same tongue that when God's heart's involved, it speaks blessing. When the flesh is speaking, it speaks cursing. And
Well, Brad, I need to jump in. We're almost out of time on today's broadcast, but good discussion. We certainly appreciate, as always, your call. Yeah. And tomorrow we're going to talk more about the new covenant. I think it's one of the most important messages that we can embrace and come to know and walk in. We're going to talk about the promises of this new covenant and how they apply to us on a day-to-day basis. So tune in tomorrow for more good news about this new covenant that we live in as believers today.
The good news just keeps on coming.
Yes, indeed.
Well, friends, again, please don't forget that we need your ongoing support to keep the good news coming on the airwaves and online at Basic Gospel. And when you give this month, we're going to give you a copy of Bob Christopher's wonderful series, The Power of Eight, Transforming Truths Every Christian Needs to Know. So just go to basicgospel.net, click donate on any page, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for being with us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.